Australian history, with its basis in cattle and mining, seems to have followed the American trend of westward, ever westward. However, in this, the second part of our look at the historical development of northwest Queensland, historian Peter Forrest points out that once they went that far west, the only thing they could really do was come back.
One of the very distinctive things about the Australian situation is that it was a two-way movement. It had to be. When the Kimberleys and top end of the Northern Territory was first stocked in the 1880s, the great hope was that markets might be found for live cattle in Asia. Now, for various reasons, those hopes weren't realised, and cattle grown in the top end of the territory and in the Kimberleys therefore had to be marketed within Australia. There was no export market for them, particularly in the days before the development of chiller refrigeration and ships that could move carcasses to the European countries. But until that happened, the cattle from the northern parts of Australia, where there was virtually no local market, only a few thousand people, those cattle had to be moved back to the east and southern parts of Australia, where there was a domestic market. So what happened was that techniques were pioneered, first of all by the great James Tyson, later on by Kidman, and later still by the Vestey's group of companies, of moving cattle in a series of stages. In the first year, the cattle to be turned off might be moved from a Kimberley's property to, say, a Barclay Tablelands property in the Northern Territory, and in the second year, they may be moved a stage further into fattening areas of, say, the Channel Country of Queensland, and then in the third year they might finally be turned off to a market toward, say, the meatworks areas on the eastern coast of Queensland, or down even into New South Wales and Victoria. So cattle, before they were finally killed, would certainly have seen a lot of Australia. They'd be very well travelled.
Where did a lot of the expansion into the northern parts of both Australia as a whole, and particularly Queensland and the Northern Territory and the Kimberleys areas, come from?
Well, the great springboard for the settlement of the northern parts of Australia was the central west of Queensland, the Longreach area. Now, this area had been settled in the 1860s, first of all with cattle, and then it later went through this process of conversion principally to sheep. But most of the stock that were taken to form the large holdings of the top end of the territory and the Kimberleys came from that central western district, also the Warrego area and the far southwest to some extent. For example, the Duracks got their herds from their country in the far southwest of Queensland. But a typical example is furnished by Nat Buchanan, who in 1878 took 1,200 head of cattle from Aramac Station in the central west of Queensland along what became known as the Queensland Road, and the destination of those cattle was Glencoe Station in the Pine Creek district of the territory, about 120 miles south from Darwin. Now, it's worth looking in some detail at that movement, because it's fairly typical of much of what happened in later years. The Queensland Road that I've mentioned was the track that was taken by Leichhardt in 1845, when he travelled from Moreton Bay up along the Great Dividing Range and then along the bottom edge of the Gulf, around the western edge of the Gulf of Carpentaria, then across Arnhem Land to Coburg Peninsula. And where he tracked around the Gulf from the localities of Normanton and Burketown around toward Borroloola and then crossing the Roper River, that path that he pioneered was to be followed by later overlanders.